Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Business Solutions Training Call this Monday morning, April 15th, 2019. This is Mark Riches hosting the call from Cookeville, Tennessee, and welcome to everyone who's plugging in on the live call and all those that might be listening to the playback as well. We've got a new dial-in number. I hope you're seeing that on our Facebook page and our text reminders and the email that went out. If you missed it on all three of those, I feel bad, but we are so glad that you're here on the call, and we do have a new dial-in number effective today, and also a new text alert service. You can text the word STW now, STW, which stands for Success Team World, STW now to the number 81010. We've changed that from the GY3, so the GY3 will no longer send out text alerts, nor will the HRMC text alert send out anymore. So we're encouraging everyone to make sure they've texted the word STW now to the number 81010 for our free text alert service, so you're getting text reminders that Susan Pellegrinetti sets up every week and informed about the calls and trainings that we're doing as a team. It's tax day, so be sure to remember that if you haven't filed your taxes already. And we've got a power pack call lined up for this morning. We've got Ms. Linda Pitt, one of our top producers on the call, that's going to be sharing. She's our featured trainer this morning. We've also got joining us from Florida, Mr. Michael Dagan, as well as Susan Pellegrinetti and Timber Mosley as special guests on the call this morning. We're in this transition from the HRMC brand to using the Legal Shield Business Solutions. I'll just tell you what, I'm so excited about this, and I'm just so proud of every one of you and the effort that you're putting into making that transition. We had a webinar a couple Fridays ago on that transition for business solution people, and the playback of that is available in the back office at successteamworld.com. I'm pretty sure all of you that I'm talking to have set your account up there, your associate account, but if not, be sure to get that done today. We also, last Friday, had a team building transition webinar, just talking to those that are focused on building a sales team. And the playback of that is also available under the training section at the Success Team website. So be sure to check those out. Really important to listen to those and watch those and kind of get that information so that you're not left behind on what we're doing and the transition that is occurring. And we're going to probably from effective here forward stop talking about the transition, because we are bringing on a lot of new associates and a lot of new groups being opened up right now. We've offered a special promotion for the month of April. I just want to reiterate it here as we're right here in the dead middle of the month. But we are offering any one of you that opens up a group in the month of April, we're going to pay for your business card. So take advantage of that. Get a group opened up, at least one group. Some of you have already opened up two or three groups, but get at least one group open for the month, and we'll pay for your business cards, the beautiful Legal Shield business cards. You can have it with both the Legal Shield and ID Shield logo, or just one of the logos, whatever you want. And just contact me or your upline executive director, and we'll help you get those cards as soon as you've opened up your first group. Or not your first group, but a group in the month of April. I want to take the call to Susan Pellegrinetti. Susan's on our admin staff here in Cookeville, Tennessee, and she's also a director in the business, on her way to executive director, working extremely hard. And I've asked her just to hop on the call this morning and share some information about our Facebook pages. Susan, turn the call over to you.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Just want to take a few minutes to talk about the Facebook page. We use this for recognition. We love to do recognition, and it's also for communication. What we don't want on these pages are a lot of questions. It's a little confusing, especially with going through the transition. It's confusing to some of our agents. I do want to go over just a few things with the do's on the page. Recognition, again, we want to support your team. We want to support, all associates. I love to do recognition, so if you have someone that you need, if you've ordered a plaque for them, I'm already going to see that. But if you have someone that has done something, exceptional that we want to bring out, that's what we want to show on this page. Also, we put our conference calls on here. Any special trainings will be on here. And we'd love to see that you guys are out on these Super Saturdays and going to events. We'd love to see that because that's what this page is about. The downs of it, again, are the questions. We don't want a bunch of how-to questions on here. These are for your support team. You can reach out to your support team. It's listed in your back office on your Success Team site. It'll be listed in the corner so you can see who that is. If you have a question that you need answered immediately and can't get it, you can send me a private message, but understand I might take a few minutes to answer that for you. But if you'll look at your support team in there and reach out to them, because this is how we learn. We all want to collectively come together and understand our systems, and so reaching out is the best thing for you to do. And again, with these sites, you need to be promoting. We promote the morning call as a recruiter. I'm promoting the morning call, the B2B call. I also promote the evening call. So you need to promote this page the same way you would do with your team in promoting the calls. So if you have any questions, you can let me know, and I hope you guys have a great day. I'm excited about this call. Thank you, Mark.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Susan. We appreciate that, and appreciate all that you do to help recognize our associates. And when you see, as she mentioned, when you see someone promoted to senior associate or any kind of promotion, let's really rally as a team. We usually have 70 or 100 people view it, but only 3 or 4 people comment. And just take that's where we need your help. That's where we do need your comments, is recognizing people that are accomplishing things in the business. And I think we can do a better job as a team recognizing each other for the successes that we have. So I just encourage you to do that. I'm really excited about our featured trainer this morning on the call. Linda Pitt has been with us for over a decade, has just done a tremendous job in marketing the Legal Shield and ID Shield plan, has sold thousands of memberships, top producer. I remember field training Linda. She asked me to come up when she lived in Nashville, had me come up and spend a few hours with her one afternoon doing some field training. She was pretty new in the business, but she was definitely not new at building relationships. I remember her walking in, and I had been in the business for 15 years, so I was like, just let me show you how to do this. And she walked in, and she starts talking about their hair color and their nails, and just really was the best I've ever seen at building relationships with people and building people up and getting people to like her. And she just was, I learned so much on that field training. As I drove to Nashville, I was thinking, hey, I'm going to teach her a lot about this business and teach her how to make the big money. But she taught me more than I'd ever teach her that day. And I just appreciate her so much and the great example she is of thinking of others and believing in others. Linda, we appreciate you joining us on the call this morning from Ohio, and we'll turn it over to you.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Mark. That was a great day so many years ago. I've come to realize that, and part of it is one of the steps is in here, is that, if you can go out into the marketplace with somebody, you do so much better when you have somebody with you. And so I always say, hey, make sure that you, if you can, take somebody with you, whether it be a new recruit or, a business partner, whatever. All right, so today is April 15th. It is tax day.
I'm probably going to order one of those.
And anyways, what I did is was upset because I had to pay taxes. And I'm like, I can't believe it. And I had to pay a lot more taxes.
Well, I will get the senior.
Okay. And anyway, I was upset because I had to pay taxes. And what I did is then I remember what Jim Rohn said. Jim Rohn said that if you have to pay taxes, that's a great thing. That means you made money. And so I took a total different approach, and I graciously wrote that check out to the Village of Crestline this morning for my city taxes, and I graciously wrote another check out for my federal taxes, and I graciously wrote a check out for the school system, and sending out those checks knowing that, hey, I actually made great money this last past year. So that's a good thing. So keep it that as a positive, not as a negative. The second thing I want to talk about is also I have a journal. I start every year with a blank journal. And I recommend that you all do this. And what I do is when any training that I go to, I have my journal with me. And so I'm able to go back and review things that people said, you know, things that stood out for Linda. And as I was getting ready for this presentation today, this talk today, I had been to, had been with a group of people, and we had listened to, you know, some motivation. And I'm like, wow, this would be a great topic for my upcoming call in April. And so that I will also share that with you. So let's talk about some things, some motivation. I'm going to give you some how-tos, and I'm going to end up with, some motivation, okay? And I'm in Ohio. David Kelly is the MVP out of Indiana and Kentucky. And so he at one training we had, he said that your business is built on the due diligence of the day, your due diligence of the day, your list, your personal development, your phone calls, which I thought was interesting. So, you know, we do personal development. We have an awesome list here on our Success World site. And then also, you have your affirmations that, you know, I have mine on the mirror, I have mine on the coffee maker, you know, and I'm constantly reading. I have one on the by my bed, so that I'm reading my affirmations before I go to bed. I'm reading them when I get up in the morning, and anytime, you know, I'm anywhere those locations, there's my affirmation staring me in the face. And so that is part of your personal development. So, and making your list, and then, of course, you know, having your phone calls, you know, making a list of your calls. And Dave Perno, I love his idea. He has a binder, and I know he's got at least 200 companies in the pipeline, and, you know, that he, you know, has a, I'm assuming it's an Excel spreadsheet, and checking off when he called, and, you know, he has a system down, and he knows exactly who he's going to call every day. And I think that's another action item that we also can do. Now, on these people that I've heard, throughout my 4 months here in my journal as I'm reviewing it today, you know, we always talk about go for no, and I think that a lot of us, you know, we have to get out there and hit the streets and get the no's, you know, whether we like it or not. And then also don't complicate this business. You're either going in and you're introducing yourself and you say, hey, you know, you may like what, you know, I just need 15 minutes of your time. You may or may not be interested, but I'm here to, you know, see how I can help your business. And, you know, I like that because, like, Dave Cibula was really great at that. And, you know, have a tracking sheet. I think that's important. You know, where are we as we go through the system? And, you know, where am I? You know, we're now in the fourth month, halfway through the fourth month of the year. And are you on track for what your yearly goals are? And, you know, breaking them down, the yearly to the, you know, monthly to the week to the day. And I listen, when I'm traveling, I listen to a lot of CDs by, you know, that I purchased through Legal Shield. And Patrick Shaw is the one that talks about breaking your goal down and taking time to really review them, you know, every step of the way. And so I encourage you all to do that. And as we're, you know, working on our goals, you know, they talk about study, you know, study what you're doing, then do it, and then teach it. And then they talk about practicing, you know, so practice your introduction, practice your presentation, practice your group enrollment, drill down, and then rehearse. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, why am I doing this? What's my reason to keep going? And who is counting on me? And it's true. I've started my 11th year, and I'm telling you, this is not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. And there have been many times, and you'll hear some of the top people say this, where they want to quit. I mean, there are times I've wanted to quit, and then I have to sit back, and then I have to ask myself, well, why am I doing this? And I know one of the big reasons is I know. Personally, I am unemployable. I absolutely cannot work for anyone else. I just can't. And And knowing that, and nor do I want to, and nor do I want to go through the process of interviewing. I mean, just the sheer thought of doing that makes me sick to my stomach. I'm like, okay, well, I know I'm not going to do that. Let's get up, go out, call on some more businesses, and knock this out. And because we do have an awesome, awesome service that everybody needs. And the other thing I think is that one of these is that I have been going to the Super Saturdays. I've traveled to Indianapolis. I've traveled to Louisville. I've traveled to Cincinnati. I have gone to the Level 1 training. I was there Saturday for my Level 1 training in Columbus, Ohio. And I've been up to Cleveland. I mean, I will travel to go to these. And if you are not, I highly recommend that you plug yourself into these trainings because you will get some nuggets. And it's also like going to your business briefings every week. You get re-energized that, yes, you know, I have the best service. I am helping people. And I think that's the other thing that's important is that we are helping people. And I think Kevin Mack, I was at one of his trainings, and he said, if you get the fundamentals down, your income's going to rise. So that's what he talks about, the practice and getting your goals focused. However, he also said, sell out to servicing people. And he said, fail forward and fail often. And I think, but the really, really important thing is sell out to servicing people. We have to service others. We have to have that first. And whenever Kevin Mack is around, a lot of times Bert Calhoun, they're called Fire and Ice, they train together. And so when Bert was talking, he says when he wakes up, he has two people with him. When he wakes up in the morning, he has two people with him. And we all have this. We have a champion and we have a chump. Every morning we have to get our champion, we have to wake our champion up to knock out the chump in us. And I love that. I'm like, he's so right. Every morning we have to get that champion in us to come out and defeat that chump in us that's trying to say, oh, hey, you know, you need to do something else. So I thought that was very informative as well. When I went to one of my Level 1 trainings, I'm going to give you some statistics. Lee Swanson, she said, you know, we have to be laser focused on your major. And right now, our major right now is the B2B sales. And, you know, and she said that 40,000 Legal Shield Associates have sold at least one membership, 40,000. 2,000 are B2B focused, and they produce over 58% of all the Legal Shield revenue. So we are producing over 58% of all the Legal Shield revenue by what we do. So we are important. So I just want you to know that we're important when we're out there calling on businesses. And when I talked about working with a partner, Lee says, hey, get a partner that will cover your weaknesses. So I know what my strengths are, and I also know what my weaknesses are. So we need to focus on what we do best and then find somebody to handle the areas where we're not the best. And then also feel joy in what we're doing. And I think that's one of the hardest things because we get so many no's and we sometimes get beat up, and we have to really understand, you know, we have to have this joy of servicing others. And I think that's key. As I told you, I was also at the second time at a Level 1 training this Saturday. And I had given you all these numbers last year that the target market for our businesses is less than 50 employees, less than 50. And then less than 20 employees, there's over 5 million businesses out there for less than 20. So we can sell them a small biz plan, which they need and they want. And then, and I think that's the big key is that there's over 5 million. I think there's like over 400 and some thousand with less than 50 employees. And why do we want those types of businesses? Because we don't have to deal with a broker. We don't have to deal with a lot of red tape. We can go right in and talk to the decision maker. I mean, I cringe every time I hear somebody go, oh, I'm going to knock this big one out of the park. Oh, I know this person. And I'm thinking, it's going to take forever. You know, those big companies take 1, 2, sometimes 3 years to knock down. And how are you going to eat in the meantime if you're not going out and presenting to the small businesses? So I highly, highly encourage you. Use the Reference USA. Build a database. And you can download 100 businesses every day. And I encourage you, you can set the parameters. I set it. I mean, I live in a podunk town of less than 5,000 people. And I'm in the middle of Ohio, north central Ohio. I'm right smack in between Cleveland and Columbus. And I can tell you right now, I did the Reference USA, and there's like 2,700 businesses, less than 50 employees, within 15 to 20 miles of my house. Do you think, you know, I have to go to Cleveland or Columbus to get business? No. There's tons here. And I venture to believe it's the same with you all, that if you would do the Reference USA and do a small parameter, you don't have to go far from where you live to get access to these businesses and business owners that are waiting for us to call to come in and you know, sell them our services. All right. Here's some statistics. If you haven't seen these, Mark, I would highly recommend, I don't know where they got them unless you guys gave them to Legal Shield, but 80% of low-income families face some sort of ongoing legal matter. These are some statistics, and they could be in our new proposal as well, but that I think we need to bring up when we're in front of a decision maker. 66% of employees, I know this is in our proposal, take at least one day off to deal with a legal issue. 75% of employees were hesitant to call a lawyer due to expense and not knowing who to call. 46% are not able to pay $400 for an out-of-pocket expense. They're just not. And we already know 60% of employees said they would buy a legal plan. And, you know, that's one of our objections that we'll hear, oh, I want to, you know, pull my employees. It's like, we already did this for you. We know that it's going to be 6 out of 10, well, you know, are looking for us. They're looking for this plan. I also tell them that according to the HR director's benefits magazine last year, that the number one voluntary benefit that HR directors, now remember, I might not be talking to an HR director, but I'm letting them know that people who are dealing with employees like an HR director, their number one voluntary benefit, number one, that they're seeking are legal and identity theft plans. They're seeking it. And, you know, I think we need to tell businesses, hey, I'm here because it's the number one voluntary benefit that businesses are asking for. And I'm sure you want to know, too. You know, I just assume that they want to know. So I think that is huge. We talk about, oh, they say 100 employees or less is 98% of all businesses. 98%. It's like, again, you know, please, please focus on the small, not on the large. And also, if you focus on the small, you get to build great relationships with these people. And that's what I love. I love, you know, I love going into businesses. I love building the rapport with a gatekeeper as well as, you know, the person I'm going to meet, the staff. I'll give you an example. I called on this company last year, and the brother said, oh, my brother's HR director, so I call the brother, set up an appointment, cancel, set up another appointment, cancel. And then, you know, I've been busy. So a year goes by, I walk into the business, I said, hey, is Eric here? And the woman says, well, yeah, go see if he can talk with you. I go, yeah, tell him I forgot the bagels this time because I was supposed to bring bagels. So, you know, that's how I am. That's my personality. So he comes out. He brings me back into his room when there's a couple other employees, and I'm joking around with the employees. I got my appointment for not this week, next week, a week from Friday. And I also noticed that one of those employees has a birthday. I go, hey, I'll bring a little cake for Joe over there. Is that okay? He goes, oh, he'll love it. And so that's me, Linda. That's how I build my rapport. I'm just focused, you know, knowing. And I'm not stiff. And I haven't even, he really has no idea why I'm coming in. He just set the appointment. And so that's you know, that's me. That's me. I'm also active in my chamber. I'm an ambassador. I'm out there. And so my name is being spoke. I mean, people are talking about me. People are seeing me. And that's what you have to do that. You have to get out and, you know, get and let people know who you are, and pass out your cards and whatnot, okay? Another good idea is, you know, we have those business bonuses, the business bonuses, the B2B bonuses, and, you know, you can have a thermometer on your whiteboard, on your board, where you're, as you're getting, reaching the thermometer, you can, you know, fill it in. What's really great is Brandon Clark, I want to say his last name is, he's from Legal Shield Home Office. He always sends me an email, because he knows where I am on the chart going up, and he goes, hey, Linda, you only have to sell so much and you get the next bonus. And it's great, you know, because I like that I feel like he's part of my team, I guess is what I'm saying. And so, but, you know, make sure you're tracking your success as well. And then celebrate your success and celebrate you. I think that is so huge that, you know, that we do, even the little ones, you know, hey, you made 10 calls today. Great. Celebrate yourself. You know, I mean, you know, take time instead of beating yourself up where, oh my gosh, I should have called more calls. You know, I think that we spend too much time beating ourselves up instead. And I'm guilty of that. Instead of rejoicing in even the small celebrations. And I encourage all of us to start doing that, to start celebrating who we are and then, you know, share that celebration, you know. And I love to, I love our team, our Success World team, I guess. And I mean, I love our team and I love, you know, working with the team. I mean, I call and talk to people regularly and it's great, you know, to, because we are family, you know, we are family with on Mark's team, Mike's team, you know, we are all family, just so y'all know that. All right. So now I was in a class and I'm listening to, with a couple of people on the motivational, they showed a video. All right. And it was from John C. Maxwell. And if you were at the convention, a couple conventions back, then, you know, you heard John C. Maxwell speak, okay? And this was one of his videos, and it's called Have Your Best Year Ever. And everyone can achieve it, and there's just some simple things to do. And I was, like, so excited. This is what I was taking notes, I'm thinking, this would be great to talk with our team on our Monday morning calls. And the very first thing he says is, every day serve someone. And every day. Serve at least one person. You know, live the intentional life of putting people first. And I think that, you know, that's what we need to focus on, not, oh, my God, I got to make a sale. You know, I think if we take the focus off of us and put it on that, you know, hey, I want to serve people. You know, so every day serve someone and really be really, you know, be happy. Those who have thought and served and are serving and they give value to others. So I think that's important that we need to kind of focus on giving value, because what we do is we really help and serve people. And if you help enough people, and of course, I can't think of the motivational speaker that said this. He said, if you help enough people get what they want, I think it's Zig Ziglar, you will get more than what you want. So valuing and servicing people. And, you know, let the leader be like the servant. And that's what we need to do. We need to be like servants. And I think if we get that servant attitude and go out there, that we will be extremely successful. You know, the more people we serve, then the more we will get. Okay? And then he said, place service over status. And that's, I think so many people get caught up in their status, you know, and I think it's people coming from the corporate world that come into our arena, you know, they need to get that off. It's like, you know, we are all independent contractors, and we just need to focus on helping others. And Mark does a great job. I mean, he's platinum. He doesn't really boast that, at least I don't see that, you know, like, you know, where every time you hear him, I'm platinum, you know, I don't see that. But I'm thinking that, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, get the status out of the way, okay? It says, John Maxwell said, we were born selfish and we have to live an intentional life, a complete mind shift. you know, of doing what is right and doing the right thing, even if it doesn't feel good. And he said, we're going to be inconvenienced. So just shut up and serve the people. And if you want to save your life, you got to, you know, he goes, you must lose it. You know, he was actually, this talk was actually given to a group of preachers. But I thought that, you know, he kept saying that, that we are the bridge to help others. And think of that. As we are the bridge to get help others, we're trying to help others. He goes, as a bridge, we're going to get walked on. So we have to develop, you know, a backbone, and we have to be strong, and we have to keep in mind that we are, you know, servicing others. And he says, you have to choose to believe in people and their potential. We got to value people, even the people who tell us no, you know, or they don't see, even our family. I mean, I have a sister who asked me how I'm doing, and as soon as I started talking about my business, she turns around and walks away. I don't even know if she realizes that she subconsciously shuts down and walks away. So I love my sister and I value her. So I just continue on. Try to see things from other people's perspective. Create an environment of encouragement. He goes, measure your success by how much value you've added to people. And so five things he said to do every day was, one, value people. Two, think of ways to add value to people. Number three, look for ways to add value to people. Four, do things that add value to people. And five, encourage others to add value to people. And I thought that was awesome. You know, he said, to advance, we have to be uncomfortable. And I don't like being uncomfortable. And if I don't like it, I'm sure y'all don't like being uncomfortable either. But if I have that mindset, I am going to value others. I'm going to help others. I'm going to service others. You know, then I'll be good. I'll be okay. I'll be great. And so that is my talk for this morning. I hope you got something from it. You know, I hope you go out and conquer the world. It's all in us. We can do it. Just have faith and go out and do it. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much. That was fantastic information, Linda. Really, really great tips. I mean, just power-packed. I was writing notes, and I know everyone was, and I love how you shared, you know, it takes an investment. It takes a small investment of our time and sometimes buying a little cake or something. I know Timber's going to talk about that same thing this morning, but, you know, people want to make a six-figure income. That's how you do it. You build relationships. And I think the textbook for what we do every day is How to Win Friends and Influence People. I hope all of you have read that book and as well as several others that Linda referenced today. And I really, as I sat and listened to you, Linda, I really saw the value of plugging into all the Legal Shield Super Saturdays, all of the events. I know you've consistently done that over your career with the company, and it shows. It pays off, and you gather little information, little things from every event that you plug into. So I hope all of us are doing that. They're very, very valuable. Thank you again, Linda, for sharing with us on the call this morning. I want to take the call down to Florida. We've got one of our top producers, Michael Dagan, on the call. Michael is really focused this month on executive director. He's opened up several groups. He's a fairly new associate, and we were having a conversation last week about this transition, and he was really having a hard time taking his Harvard pin off and making at least that part of the transition, and we were chatting about that, and he kind of shared a story with me. I said, hey, can you share that on the call this morning? And Michael, any other tips you'd also like to share with us? We appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule and joining us, and I'll turn the call over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that. And once again, to be following Linda Pitt means a lot. Normally you open up for a superstar, but to follow a superstar is even better. Yes, you know, when I joined Harvard, I was joining Harvard. I was joining Mark and Mike Riches. I was joining the back office. I was really looking at, okay, this is a company that is not just representing Legal Shield, this is a company that is really putting forth the extra effort to be different out there and be successful and become the Harvard name had a big push when I would get around other Legal Shield reps. They were sort of get a little nervous because Harvard was very powerful in the market. When we did make this transition, I did have a hard time. I come from an understanding in the business culture that a lot of times your company name and is your reputation. So I'm an empty nester, and my wife and I, what do empty nesters do? Well, we go watch Disney movies. So we went one Sunday night to go watch Dumbo. And a lot of people don't understand the meaning of Dumbo, but it clicked for me. Dumbo uses a feather to fly, or so he thought he used the feather to fly. And it wasn't the feather that was able to make him fly. It was him that was able to make him fly. The feather was just a symbol of it. So me taking my Harvard pin off and losing the Harvard what would you might want to call the Harvard cloak in front on top of me was a big transition. And then I realized that it was really me that was making the inroads to the peoples. It was me that was going out there. I would always introduce myself as with Harvard, but then it became about me and about the product. So I took my Harvard pin off and went out and bought a feather pin to put in onto my jacket lapel. If anybody's seen my videos of Mr. Half Day videos, I always have a lapel pin on, and I put my feather pin on there to remind me. It's also a great story for me to be able to speak to with people out there. So just remember, as Michael Jackson will tell you, it's the man in the mirror that you have to start with. It's not anything around you, but really about you to be able to do that. But Mark brought me on board today to really talk about relationships and building relationships in the business community. Linda Pitt said it the best. You can really go for your whales, but you have to be able to get your chum bait in the meantime to be able to live. A lot of times, including myself, you always want to go after the big ones that are 3,100 and 400 and 600 and so forth. But a lot of times there's a lot out there for the taking of the 20s and the 30s and the 5s. Do not misunderstand that you're not a failure because you're not getting the big ones. You're more of a... You have to do the ground balls. You have to be able to hit the singles and the doubles before you can start hitting the grand slams and the home runs and so forth. So one of the things that I like to do is really I'm a big networker. And for me, the relationship of networking is not just going out every night of the week, though I go out at least 3 times a week to be able to network in different areas in different counties down by us. We have a bigger population down here in South Florida than other areas. We have over 7 million people within our area and large businesses. So I try to work within the certain communities from there. But I also network a lot on LinkedIn, which is really powerful product they have out there. It is a business atmosphere. There's not a lot of groups that are posting about their kids or about what they did this weekend. It's more business articles, more business ventures. So in other words, for me to create a relationship with someone that I don't have, we have to draft them. Now, those people that are from our southern states understand about NASCAR and drafting. What it is that you find someone that you want to get involved with and that you make sure to draft them. Drafting them means that you're going to stay with them, you're going to comment on their articles, like their posting, and then when you feel the time, you will then send out a message or post something up with them in there, and it creates a relationship back and forth. It's not all about, hey, you know, can I get an appointment? No, okay, I'll move down. You've got to create that relationship. You got to meld and make it go forward. That is a key to getting into these smaller or larger accounts. For example, I was drafting a group down here, United Franchise Group. Well, United Franchise Group owns 1,000 companies. They have 1,000 companies below them. and eventually we drafted them. I got an invite to meet with them. I was able to get part of their program. Now we are being featured, me and Ken Properno, who I brought in as a partner on this, being featured at their conference in Las Vegas, where there's going to be 400 of their companies just around us, that the main company is supporting us. If we did not draft that relationship, if we did not go through that process, we would never be put in that opportunity. Now, are we going to sign up 400 companies that have an average of 4 to 6 employees per it? I really doubt it. But can we get a 10% response? Can we get a 20% response? These people are there with us for 3 days, and they're just focused on us and what we can do to help them in their business. So by being able to do those programs with the United Franchise Group and go forward, we're able to move in that direction. The final thing that I want to talk to you about in relationships is not all about you. It's not all about what someone can do for you. And actually, it should really be what you can do for somebody else. So not just that company, that personal, but a charity. Get involved in a charity, not just a church or a temple or a mosque, but get involved in a business charity. There's a lot of them out there. So a lot of times getting involved in these charities will open up opportunities for you. So one of the charities that I get involved with is Junior Achievement. Junior Achievement is teaching young entrepreneurs how to deal in business. Well, what do we focus on, people? We focus on businesses. By being involved in this charity opened up a lot of opportunities for me, that there are other executives on these charity boards with me. The last meeting I went to happened to be two executives there that came and finally said, asked me, "Hey, Michael, I see what you've been posting on. Can we have lunch and see how we can bring this to our companies, what you're doing?" And I said, okay. Mind you, one of them is the president of BB&T Bank, and the other is the CEO of City Furniture down here, which has 10,000 employees. I would never have had that opportunity if I didn't get involved with this organization, which I've been involved with for 6-7 months. And then, yes, you're saying 6-7 months of work and volunteering and going after hours and doing things. But in the end, it's about giving back and then getting back. So the key to everything in business and relationships is to really focus on not just the big whales. Nothing wrong with hitting those singles and doubles. And through a lot of turmoil, but realizing about my feather, and you know, I understand why the Riches did the decision they made. But it comes down to holding that feather and believing in yourself, and then be able to go forward. So, Mark, thank you for having me on tonight, today, and good luck to everybody this week.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Michael. We appreciate you taking the time and sharing with us this morning. Great tips, and I love that. I haven't seen the new Dumbo movie yet, but I love the analogy of the feather. And, you know, I hope all of you understand that, that it's not Harvard Risk Management that makes you great. It's you. And it's your relationships and your ability to go and build powerful relationships with which each of us have the ability to go do. And I also appreciate you, Michael, mentioning kind of the you know, focus on smaller groups. Rob Vest holds the record in Legal Shield for the most memberships written in a single year. Timber Mosley might be beating him this year, but so far it's 5,500. So if you want to put a mark on someone and say, "Hey, I want to beat that record," but that's the Guinness Book of Record in Legal Shield for the most memberships written in 1 year, 5,500 in 1 year, 2,500 in 1 month is another record held by another person, but 5,500 in 1 year, and the average size of group that Rob Vest wrote that year were 35 employees. So keep that in, that's a great, you know, set of numbers there to focus on. What am I going to go do? Well, 5,500 in 1 year, average number of employees per group, 35 employees. And most of that was heating and air conditioning type companies. That's what the bulk of that was. I also wanted to mention our CMS is now live. So our contact management system became live this weekend. I just want to extend an appreciation to all of our IT staff that worked so hard over the last couple weeks to get that transition made and the new branding on that. If you see things that we need to fix, just let us know. But it is live, and we made it live so that you can, and hopefully all your data is there. from the Harvard side. That was our goal. So if you're seeing something missing, let us know, and we'll definitely take care of it. Also, under the B2B downloads in your success team back office, we did get up the Will Workshop PowerPoint, the new 2019 Will Workshop PowerPoint, as well as the IDT Workshop PowerPoint presentation. You can download both of those under the B2B downloads in the Success Team back office. To close our call up, we've got Ms. Timber Mosley joining us today from Arkansas. She's actually down in Louisiana doing some enrollments down there. She's been out this morning, already written memberships this morning. Timber, we appreciate you so much hopping on the call. It was wonderful seeing you and your son in Dallas at the convention. And just ask Timber to hop. She's not part of my sales organization, but she is working on with some of my groups in Louisiana. And I just asked her to hop on the call this morning, and she was sharing with me last week several just nuggets about building relationships, which is really the theme of this call today. And I just I asked her to hop on and share some thoughts with the team this morning. Thanks for joining us, Timber.
Awesome. Can you hear me good?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm so happy to be on this call. I look up to so many people on this team, to be honest with you. So it's an honor. I'm a little bit nervous. And a long time ago, I told Dave Sevilla, because he had me come on the tag team call, and he's like, don't get nervous. And I'm like, you should get nervous, right? And he's like, actually, you're right. He said, I get nervous every time before I speak, because you really care about yourself of just conveying a message to somebody that's going to help them. You know, it's 9:53 in the morning. You guys could be doing so many different things, but instead you're sharpening your tools to get better and to master your craft. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. So you've already made a good decision this morning by coming on to become more than what you were before you came to the call. And I know I have, because Miss Linda Pitt and Michael, I watched Dumbo last week too with Mason. And to be honest with you, the whole feather thing, that's a very good analogy. And I have a little bit of bitty story about that. But I also think that Miss Linda Pitt, I don't know if you, like, rehearsed that or if you, you know, worked on that. But I would have to say, besides just loving you because you're a boss, and there's a memberships in December, and I'm always amazed by it, you're an awesome trainer, too. So kudos to you. And she doesn't just talk the talk. She also walks the walk, because my mom went to Ohio to be one of the traveling trainers for the company. And Miss Linda Pitt, who always sells as many as my mom does, showed up too. And I remember asking my mom, why did Linda Pitt come? And she's like, I don't know, but maybe she's just trying to get better, or probably she just likes me. But really, she didn't just say that she does that. When there's a training in her area, she shows up. And that's half the battle, is just showing up. And so I just wanted to start by talking about building relationships in my groups. I, for a long time in Arkansas, got ridiculed by people in my state about, you know, it must be easy because you're Debbie's daughter, or it must be awesome because you get to go and ride all your mom's stuff, or it must be cool to be an ED because you're riding your mom's coattail. And people would literally say that to me, you know, at public events. And that's not a fun thing to hear, or, you know, it's not really a fun thing to be a part of. Yes, I am so very thankful for my mom, and I think my word of encouragement for you guys today is just understand that even if you have nobody, it's okay. You can still make it in this business. My mom was recruited through an ad in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that said, if you're not afraid to speak to small groups and make $100,000 a year, give us a call. And it was back in 1999, and she answered the ad in the paper, and very shortly, she just thought it was funny that somebody would put that ad in the paper, and she was bored that day. So she picks up the phone and she called them, and she's like, man, that's me. I want to make $100,000 a year, and I'm working three jobs, and I'm a single mom, and I have three children, and I don't really know, you know, if this is going to work or it's not going to work, but what the heck, it says it's going to. So she called them. And what's crazy is Jack Buskin was in Nashville, Tennessee, and my mom's in Arkansas, and they never met face-to-face. There was a guy between them in the company, and he brought my mom on. And my mom was supposed to get a Christmas bonus of $1,500 in December of 1999. When she opened the mail, it was $150. So she threw the keys in the middle of the floor, locked up shop, and quit. Cold turkey, walked out the door, and had to swim, and she wasn't allowed to sink. So in the company, she went out the first week, opened a group that was down the road from our house. She made $800 the first week and $3,400 her first month. Well, when she went from making $250 a week at a department store as the GM to $3,000 that month, that was a complete lifestyle change for our family. I remember by June of that year being able to get a party barge and go to the lake. And every week my mom would work Monday through Thursday, and then Friday through Sunday we stayed out at the lake all every weekend of that summer, and that was the best summer I'd had with my mom as a single mom. So now here I am 20 years later as a single mom, and to be honest with you guys, I think Legal Shield is the best vehicle that anybody could pick up or that could test drive and decide to, you know, buy the vehicle and go all in with it, because when we walk in places, we're at about a 50-50 shot of getting the group if we poison position ourselves in the right way, because most of the time when you talk to Bob, who's behind the counter, which I always find a Bob because I'm not going into groups that are 100-plus people. When I'm trying to build my book of business, I don't go into groups bigger than 50 people unless I'm referred into those groups by somebody I already have a relationship with. So what I mean by that is when I'm walking my community and opening accounts, I'm going to go find people that are 50 or less or even 20 or less, because you know if you meet with them that Monday, you bring them donuts that Wednesday, then you get a paycheck by that Friday. And if you treat your business like I can control when I meet with somebody, when I enroll, and when I get paid, then at that point in time, you've kind of mastered something to where nobody can ever do anything to stop you in this company. So what do I mean by that? For a long time, I had my mom's groups to go and enroll, and then one day I just went into her office and I said, I'm just going to see how many of these things I can open on my own this month. And I went out and I kind of just said, I had done some decision maker meetings with Todd Allen out of Madison, Mississippi, and I'd also done some with my mom. And I took what I thought was the best things he said and what was the best thing she said, and I kind of put them together. But one of the things he told me that changed my business is a business owner don't care about what we're going to do for them on the attorney side of the business. A business owner is going to care about their bottom line. And what he meant by that is they're going to care about the fact that their employees are everything else they're buying, they're missing work to go utilize it. So, for instance, when you sell somebody a cancer policy, they're taking off work because they're not there because they're sick. When you sell somebody dental insurance, they're going to get their teeth cleaned. When you sell somebody life insurance, they're not here anymore. But when you sell them Legal Shield and we take care of their headache before they have to miss work to go to court, we're actually doing them a favor because we're the only thing out there that's keeping your employees at work. So Todd's very simple question that he would ask an owner when he came in was, what all do you offer your employees? And they would kind of tell him. And sometimes they'd be like, I don't know, I got to go get my payroll clerk to tell you that. So the payroll person would come in there. So then you have both people in the meeting that you need to close out the meeting. And then the main thing I sit there and look them in the eye and say is, you know, you might have enough money to call an attorney, but I don't think everybody here at the end of the week has $300 to $500 to pick up the phone and do so, and that's why they ask you for their checks on Thursday instead of Friday. I said, I bet you have a lot of people that come in here and they're living paycheck to paycheck and they want an advance every single time you're paying them. And they look over at me and they're like, you know what, you're right. And I'm like, yeah, but if they would have had this problem, they could have started at point A instead of waiting to point B and point C, and it turned into a mountain when it could have been solved on day one. And they wouldn't have been stressed out, and they wouldn't have been telling everybody they were stressed out, and they just would have worked their job, and it would have kept your productivity up. I said, so I'm not going to take up much of your time, and I'll have my date planner out, and I'll say, you know, this is going to take about 10 minutes. And you know what? If they're not signing up when I'm done doing the presentation, I don't really need them sitting there becoming my friend anyway. I'm going to tell them to go back to work because I know next year you'll let me come back if I hurry up and get in and get out and get this done. So basically it's a voluntary thing. It's not going to cost you any money. And I can do a decision maker meeting in about 3 minutes. And I know whether the guy's going to say yes or no if it's the guy that owns the place and it's less than 20 or 30 employees. And I usually know that everybody's going to be there in the morning time. So if I go buy 2 or 3 dozen donuts, I can easily talk to those people and get out. Now, why would I do that if I was somebody that didn't have a book of business yet? The reason being is when you turn those apps in, you're also going to be able to get, and this is another just helpful hint, I make the decision maker or the payroll clerk give me their cell phone number for the gold card. And the reason being is I don't want corporate to keep calling them and saying, hey, I'm looking for so-and-so, and there's already a gatekeeper keeping people from so-and-so. I want to be able them to call, you know, an Adam and say, is Adam there? And they say, yeah, this is Adam. Okay, well, did you allow Timber Mosley to come in? Yes, I did. Did you tell her she could see all your employees? Yes. How many employees do you have? Awesome. Your bill is going to come in a minute online. You're going to be able to start paying it from then and there. And then I call back over to that group, and I'm like, did you get your bill? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, you're going to love this so much more than everything else you have, because everybody's got the same rate. And when you get ready to add somebody, just call me, and I'm going to send you the stuff that they need to add. Or if you have a new hire, just call me and I'll explain the product to them, because we want everybody to have this opportunity. It's crazy to think that somebody that works for you might be laying in bed at night and they don't know what they're going to do about their problem, or they don't have a solution to their problem, and we could be the solution if you'll just let them call me. I said, and here's the deal. They're not going to come tell you what's going on with them, because they don't want that to be anything that you can hold against them. But when I become friends with them, they're going to be able to call and tell me. And then when I'm servicing an account, I want to be known as Timber. I don't want to be known as the insurance lady with commission breath. I want to know something about them, like the year two, year three, year four that I go in there. I know that, you know, Bob has a daughter named Jill, and Jill likes ballet. And I'm like, how's ballet? Like, how's that going? And I just talk to them about stuff first and foremost that's not Legal Shield before I talk about Legal Shield. But building rapport with people can turn into an awesome thing. So then I just ask them, you know, was there anything about my process that could have been done better? And most of the time they're like, no, I loved your process, because you got in and you got out and you didn't take up 3 to 4 hours of our time, and you did exactly what you said you were going to do. Now I say, well, do you have any friends that you think would like the same process? Because I want to do this for them as well. And because you send me over there to them, they're going to get the same exact rate that you got. And a lot of times they're like, yeah, I've got a friend that's over there. And so then I just walk into the next place, because the best time to make a sale is after you've made a sale. And I say, hey, Jim, Bob just sent me over here, and he said you want to do this too, because it's a really good thing. And it was a really good process for him. And he told me that he didn't think anybody would sign up with me, but I signed almost everybody up. And the thing about it is, you know, you might not think your employees want it, but you're not your employees. So how can you answer for them? Could I pull them real quickly tomorrow with donuts, since I'm already working in the area, and see if this is something they want to participate in? And I make it a lot easier than somebody that's technical, because technicality will kill you. And what I mean by that is you can cut your own neck off by basically going in and saying, well, when should I come? Well, when would be good for you? Guess what? If you were busy, you wouldn't be able to ask them those questions. If you were working this business like an executive director, you wouldn't be able to say, I can come Tuesday or Thursday. You would have to say, on Thursday, I'm already enrolling in this area, and so I could squeeze you guys in. And if you position yourself in that lot, you're going to build credibility for yourself, because they're going to see that you're busy and they need you just as much as you need them. And the sooner that you poise yourself in that kind of way, the more business you'll have, and your cup will run over, because you'll be sitting there and people will be like, wow, how did that happen? So the year that I challenged myself to open groups, I opened 48 accounts just by doing what I just told you guys. And that's worth thousands and thousands of dollars, because we didn't have to go saturate the accounts we already had, and we didn't have to depend on them to go executive director. When you go in and you're a good associate, 70 to 80% of your accounts are already going to be saturated, so you're going to have new accounts to continue hitting executive director. So when you walk in because you've done a re-enrollment and you know you've got a new enrollment coming up the next day, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen. And then I always sell the new people the small business plan. So what I do to do that is I just say, hey, this is something, you know, that you guys can get. You're going to be able to put 3 users on it. And I say, you know, my business partner in this business, his name is Nick Serva, and they did a lot of research on this, and he told me that any business that don't have $10,000 in their cash flow at all time for capital can shut down with one lawsuit. And I know that you have Jill over there, and she's trying to collect money for y'all's business. But Jill already looks tired of doing your payroll and doing everything else she's doing here. Why couldn't we simplify Jill's job by putting in this $89 a month plan? Because you're already going to pay the IRS that anyways next year as a business expense, and this can be a write-off by taking 89 and multiplying it times 12. If you're already going to pay Uncle Sam anyway, and this is something that could get the money back from you with an attorney instead of giving Jill headaches, isn't it worth it to have it? Because I'm sure you think Jill's valuable because she keeps everything going, so why not have this to make her job a little bit easier? And by the way, it's also going to be something where you can call in and ask your business questions at all times, and you won't have to spend $300 to $500 to do that. If you're on this phone call and you're a director or above, if you sell that small business plan, that's a week's worth of income if you were going to a 9-to-5 job. So the minute that you master how to do that, you've mastered how to bring $500 to $600 in your pocket every single week. And if you can do one of those a week every week, you've generated an extra $2,000 to $2,500 in your income. In a year's time, you've made yourself, you know, an extra $40,000. It's just all about consistency, how you're going to poise yourself and mastering your craft. And then when you go into groups, understanding that it's not a long game. It's about the fact that whatever I do on day one, they're going to remember me for 365 days later. So when I go into my school and they're sitting there telling all the insurance agents, you can't come in this year because it's open enrollment time and your insurance. And I say, well, I'm not insurance. I'm a service. And I said, whenever people are, you know, getting, growing up, they're told to get a cancer policy. They're told to get long-term and short-term disability. Go get a good job, get good grades, make good money, retire from a good retirement, and then go home and die. And that's what people have been told their whole life. But when I'm telling you about Legal Shield, if your people don't know how to utilize this, we're robbing their paycheck because this is a service. It's a day-to-day thing. You don't want your employees and the other things that you're offering them, but we don't care if they call our law firm every single day. So I need to come in and spend about 10 to 15 minutes. I'll feed you guys food, and I will explain to them exactly how they can utilize this because we want them to wear this product out. And by the way, we also have these membership perks where if they take a vacation this summer, they can pay for a whole year of their services. I think it's awesome when we can find a way to save people more money than what they're spending, and that basically means they're double dipping with their protection. And that's all I do, and that's just kind of how it works. And then each and every day I pick up something new that I learn. And that's what I got for you guys today, and I hope everybody has a great week.
Man, thank you so much, Timber. Fantastic job. I've received several text messages. Boy, this girl is good. And you talked about mastering your craft, and, you know, just so timely because Tiger Woods won the Masters yesterday after kind of a decade in sabbatical. You know, he came back and won the Masters, and it just shows that those skills, you know, we challenge you to develop the skills necessary for success. And I really think, again, the theme on this call today is building relationships of trust. And just a special thanks to Susan Pellegrinetti and Linda Pitt and Michael Dagan and Timber Mosley for just an incredible job and incredible information. As we're in the middle of the month, I just want to mention real quick, this is our first month of tracking premium dollars. So if you're looking for Performance Club, which is I don't want to say it's always been premium because it hasn't, but it's been premium for a while. You know, 90 points is the minimum, right? That gets you in the Performance Club. But the Performance Club Pro, and I hope in my team it's all PC Pro. I mean, I hope everyone can do at least 180. Timber, you wrote more than that this morning already. So 180 points, 180 PC premium points will put you at PC Pro. 700 premium points for senior director. We've got a lot of folks hitting that already. It's the middle of the month, and they're already over 700, and 1,400 for executive director. So that's how you track it. It's no longer 25 sales or 50 sales, but it's 700 premium points and 1,400 premium points for, and I'm saying points, it's premium, $1,400 in premium for executive director. I hope your goal is to hit that 1,400. With the information we've learned just on this call today, I expect many of us can go out and write $1,400 in premium. And again, you get to count your entire team. We have our team training call tonight featuring Mr. Jim Tanner. He hosts that call at 6 p.m. Central Time, same phone number you dialed in today. Thank you to everyone that's been on the call this morning. Wish you a very, very successful day and a successful week. And again, a special thanks to those that spoke with us today. Have a great one, everyone.